Welcome back to Jaguars.com. Brian Sexton along with John Osher, sharing thoughts with you and memories from 20 years of Jaguars football. You know, back in 2006, the Jaguars in the second round picked a running back named Maurice Jones-Drew. Mm-hmm. Now, at the time, it was a bit of a surprise, A, because he was undersized, and B, because Fred Taylor was still in his prime. He was coming off a huge season the year before. And little did we know that the two of them would mesh together very, very well. One era of Jaguars running backs lending itself to the next.
Well, and this franchise, in a lot of ways, has been defined by those two guys over the years, especially since that first wave of players we talked about in this series left. And the thing I always remember about MJD, I covered him for two or three years at the end of his career here, and I don't think he was maybe quite as fast as he was early, but the thing you always noted about him was his ability to be on the field, his ability to bring everything he had to every play, and you never doubted that this guy loved what he was doing and was going to bring everything that he had to every play. And in 2011, when he won the rushing title, you saw it. It was remarkable in that he squeezed every yard out of every carry, every half yard out of every carry, on playing on not a very good team that year, with not a very good offense. Everybody knew he was getting the ball, and yet that guy toughed it out and found a way to lead the league in rushing. A remarkable player and a guy that you can never question what this game and what doing his job meant to him.
You know, I tell you, the thing that stuck out to me was how this guy with a healthy ego. Mm-hmm. Everyone in this locker room has a healthy ego. Maurice did as well. How he was able to defer to Fred, let Fred be the leader in 6 and 7 and even 2008, which was Fred's last season here. And in 2007, this team ended playoffs because of those two guys. Combined, they averaged 156 yards rushing per game. But it was the combination of that big, fast Fred and that powerful, compact Maurice Jones-Drew. And I will say this, and I think we're seeing it all play out, I always thought that his running style was Earl Campbell-like.
Sure.
And that, to me, meant that he was going to wear out sooner rather than later. He had three dynamic years with the Jaguars as the feature back after Fred left. And as we're seeing now, you know, he's coming towards the end of his career.
Well, and you talked a little about the ego, and he certainly had that. But again, that's why I said earlier, everything about the ego, all these guys have to have ego. The ego drove him. And the ego was a big reason, I think, why he was so good and so reliable, and you never questioned whether or not he was going to be on the field if it was at all possible. This game mattered to him. So I think, well, there are people who talk about the ego with him. I think you have to credit this guy for being what he was, which is a guy who the game truly mattered. He was passionate about it, and he brought everything every game he played.
Most rushing touchdowns in franchise history, most total touchdowns in franchise history. That, to me, earns him a spot in the Pride someday.
Someday.
All right, that'll do it. More to come here as we celebrate the Jaguars' 20th season here on Jaguars.com.